WHM in 4WHM in 0TR.
Trying to start trouble with this afternoon, Dumpy.
Good afternoon, Rusty. This is in 0TR Mobile. Just leaving the daughter's house and heading towards the QTH.
Well, I'm just sitting here at the house where I've been chilling out all afternoon. After my trip this weekend, I needed rest.
You're going to have to tell me what you did. Oh, I heard Bill call out at 1322 hours, and we were just getting out of the car walking in. And Amy's trying to help me to navigate some of this new laptop, and she finally got it to where it's understandable a little bit for me. It's hectic at old. Go ahead, Rusty.
Yeah, there was another station in there. It was a breaking station.
In 4DJC. How you guys doing today?
Now there's trouble there, Tom. W2T. Hello, Jerry. Go ahead.
That's kind of toasty outside today, that's for sure. I thought it was going to be raining most of the afternoon. I'm surprised the sun is out shining bright the last few hours. You guys doing okay today, I hope?
I'm fine. We just left the daughters, Jerry, and I got a new laptop last week, and some of it I can run, and some of it I can't. Let me turn this radio down. But at any rate, I'm showing 90 degrees out here, navigating the new highway down here by the daughters. They really did a nice job, by golly. Go ahead, Mr. Rusty.
Well, what it was is I made that trip Friday up to Raleigh, and spent the night there, and then went to meetings yesterday morning and up to about 2 o'clock, 2:30, 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Then I made the trip back to Spartanburg. So that was a fun time yesterday. So what can I say? Anyway, but new computers can be a royal pain in the, you know what, keister. But some of the things they do nowadays, even I get have to go do some digging to figure out where they go, Tom. So don't feel rained on. Go ahead, Jerry.
But getting the initial setup is can be confusing. I've been buying Apple products now for the last, take 10 or 12 years. I bought a lot of Apple stuff years ago and went to PC when everybody in the business did. I got MacBook Pros now, and I have Windows too. I run Windows on them as well. But one thing about that, I can save my settings and port it over pretty easily. It's not such a big deal, but to get all that stuff off of you don't want on them is a big deal, though. It takes a lot of time to do it so it suits you.
My old one's about 10 years old. It's still working, but it, on occasion, it just blacks out. And so the guy told me that the screen was starting to go on it. So I finally decided to break down and get a new one. It's Windows 10. Oh, we'll get there eventually. I don't use them for that much, Rusty. I just use them for email or searching or a little bit of this and that. But such that I've kind of gotten used to it, and it'd be hard to do without it anymore, whereas I never thought I'd ever need one. Well, it sounds like you had a nice and safe trip. There goes an airplane in down here on the runway at GSP right over the highway. It's kind of neat, a little turboprop. Now, go ahead, Rusty.
Aaron made it back. It's just that's a long haul when you're like me and your body doesn't like you driving a long period of time. So, you know, you spend 5 or 6 hours. It took me 5 hours going up Friday, and all because of weather and traffic conditions Friday night and Friday afternoon. And then coming back yesterday, it took me 4 hours. I decided to avoid the 85, South Carolina 85 corridor at all, so I got over on Highway 74 and went up to where it meets up with 26 there at Tryon, and made the transition from there to 26 and made it on down there. So it took me a little over about 4 hours and 15 minutes to get home, so which it wasn't too bad, just the rain showers you run into when something like that. So, you know, you deal with it, and you have to just go on and deal with it. There's nothing else you can do about it. So I got it. Go ahead, Jerry.
Going to Raleigh, I made that trip several times. Years gone by, and that's a long haul. Unless you're already up in that area, it's just it's hard going from Greenville or even from Charlotte to Raleigh. It's a long trip still. But I went up there several times. It's a nice area up there, but gosh, it's just, it seems like you're driving forever.
We went up there once. Our nephew flew in there back when he was flying 767s overseas and visited him. And I couldn't remember how long it was, Rusty, but I know it took quite a little time. And I surely wouldn't want to do it again. I see they got a new airline flying out of GSP up to Nashville. I always kind of wanted to go there. If it wasn't for the COVID, I'd go now. But, boy, it looks like a nice plane. And when it first goes into service here in a few weeks, well, you're going to be able to buy seats for $99. Oh, I'd always kind of like to go up there and see the Grand Ole Opry. But after the sale goes off, I think it's something like $250. And I'm thinking that's each way.
You never can tell about those things, you know. They offer those things, and then, you know, they offer them for a while, and then they go away, and you figure out what you're going to do next and how to go it. I don't know. I've thought about doing some things like that, too, but now I think I'll just stay where make sure I can get to where I want to go with minimal problems, so I'll just stick with driving when I want to go somewhere, and at least keep it that way close. Didn't lose nothing up there, so I don't intend to go flying around up there and to look for anything, if you know what I mean. Go ahead, Jerry.
It's a long business a couple of times, but I've always driven, but it's a long haul driving. The road's great, though, as long as you're not going during the, late fall when the weather's bad. But it's not a terrible trip. I've actually done it several times over the years. I used to go to Knoxville a good bit. It's but Nashville is a long way. It's not like driving to Memphis, but it's still a long way. But that place is it is bustling up in that area now. They got so many people from the West Coast coming in, and New York and all over the place coming in there to the music business. It's just, it's nothing like it was 30 or 40 years ago. It's not a bad place to stay, but it is really busy and it is packed during the peak times of the year.
Yeah, that's one reason I wouldn't even consider it. But I couldn't remember how far it was. We come through Nashville, didn't we? Remember, it was off on the right side of the road coming down this way when we come from Kansas, but we had no interest. That ride was 935 miles to our house. Rusty, that's the only reason I ever wished if I played the lottery, which I don't, that I'd win it. I'd have a nice Cessna Citation or a Gulfstream sitting there at my beckoning, so could fly us and the family anywhere we wanted to go. But other than that, I don't really have any use for it.
I haven't lost anything up there, and I've been once. I had to go to Nashville for a training conference for work. We went up there and got to drive up, and because the wife went with me and everything, so we made the trip up. And enjoyed the stay up there while we were up there. It was enjoyable, and you know, made the trip and came back, and everything worked out. So, you know, I just look at it like that and go on about it. Like I said, I enjoyed the trip back then. It was a, you know, it was a long drive. It was about a, I think if I remember right, it was about an little over 8 hour drive. But we made it there, made it back. Stayed in the big fancy hotel up there. Company was paying for it, which was made me happy. So, you know, went there and enjoyed that. And so, but I have barbershop group I sing with. They do a lot of conventions over there in the Nashville area for the district that I used to be part of. But and also it's you know, that's one of those interesting places to go. But as they say, I haven't lost anything there, and I'm not going to go back looking for it. How about that? Go ahead, Jerry.
I'd like to do some traveling, but it can afford now. Well, it's not as much fun for me as it would be when 10 or 15 years ago. All the crowds and stuff, regardless of the COVID issue, I just don't like to be around a bunch of people anymore like that. But he was just a kid when I knew him, but he's been up here about probably 10 years now, I guess, in the music business, and he still writes songs, and I don't think he's had anything, many hits or anything, but that's one of those things where these overnight successes, you know, you really find out they're not overnight. You find out that they've been in the business 20, 25 years, and they might have one hit and get lucky and, you know, have another one, but it's a tough business to be in. And literally thousands and thousands of them up there doing that. It's just one of those things where if that's what you want to do, but don't expect to make a living out of it.
CR Mobile. We don't care to travel anymore. The airplane looked really nice, and the seating was spaced out. We went to Detroit there, what month was it, June? And the plane we went up on, it was packed like a sardine. Coming back, it was about like the old days, and it was really nice. I had no objections to that at all. And it's just 90 minutes to go to Detroit, straight through. But I didn't want to go on that one, to be honest with you, Rusty. I hadn't lost anything up there, but the kids are up there. But the good part is it's a terrible long drive. We drove it from here one time, and we just can't take those long drives anymore. It's a killer. Even if you can afford to stop a lot, it's still a killer of a drive when you get old. But if in the future, if we ever had to go anywhere, if you got to stop at Atlanta before you go someplace else, you can write that off for me. There's just no way.
I'm not into that going through Atlanta. I've been through there before, and didn't lose anything there, so I'm not going to go back looking for anything there, so to speak. So, you know, it's you work this thing out and you try to figure out everything and do what you need to do. So, you know, you try to do it all and do everything. And like I said, I've made a trip to Nashville, and I got to look around up there, and we spent 4 days up there. Somebody else paid the bill, so I wasn't too upset with it, and the wife got to go, and we stayed, like I said, we stayed in that fancy hotel up there where they got the riverboat inside the place and everything, so it was fun, but I'm not headed back up that way. And anyway, good to hear everybody. I'm going to get back over here. My dog's decided it's feeding time, and it is. I just looked at the clock, and for her, anyway, I don't know what I'm going to have this evening, if anything, because I had broiled Canadian flounder for lunch, and it was good. Talk to you both later. Catch you after a while. N0TR to take it, W2T. 73s to both of you.
Okay, Rusty. Have a good day. Go ahead, Jerry.
To hear from you, have a good day. For sure. Hit 4DJC for ID. Go ahead, Tom.
Passing Wade Hampton here. Well, we went down there and Bernice done dishes for Amy. Well, Amy helped me out on the computer and got to see both the grandkids, and that was fun. And I'm showing 93 on the dad burn car's thermostat here. You need to go into Peach Farm for anything, Bernice? It's Sunday. And Bernice has been canning tomatoes. She's dehydrating tomatoes and all doing things with peaches. And we had a ton of cucumbers. We've never had so many tomatoes in our life, I don't think, on the few plants as we put out, Jerry. She raised them from seed, and oh my, we've just had a plethora of of tomatoes to give away.
It seems like no matter when you plant your tomatoes, you can stagger them out, and it looks like they still seem to come in all at the same time. I know that's the way it was with us years ago when my dad had a garden. He always had a big garden. And they just all coming. And I tell you, the daggum weather's been perfect for them, Dad. It's been good for, been pretty good for some other crops, too. I don't know whether it's been that good for watermelons or not, though. But we haven't had any of those things in years. I had a buddy of mine when we were living down in Sherrill that grew them, and he had soil. He just had sandy soil down there, just perfect for them. It's so hot down there, and they were just, he grows, I mean, they were giant, gigantic things. They were always really good. But he also irrigated them, too, sometimes. I don't worry about tomatoes. They just all, no matter when you plant them, they seem to all come at the same time. And this year, I've heard the same thing from several people, that they just got a bumper crop of them this year, because of the weather conditions.
8.5 inches of rain the other day, and I think it's going to start raining again about Wednesday, something like that. But you're right. The weather's been great for them this year. We've had to water two or three times, I guess, down in Bernice. That's about it. Chicken's been laying good. We got 7 out of 7 from those new ones we got, those speckled Sussex this year. And I got 3 from the old ones. And they're laying about every other day, I think. So, doing good on eggs. And have plenty to give to the neighbors. They love us. And Tim, he's been taking the cucumbers to work and giving them to the people at work, and a bucket of tomatoes every now and then. But it'd be nice to have some canned, and it looks like he was very successful at it. And I love tomatoes. I'll eat a big old sliced tomato every day or two with some cottage cheese on it, some green pepper or yellow pepper or whatever. And that's one of my favorite snacks. Amy had some kind of Mexican rice conglomerated stuff down there today, and you know, it's pretty darn good, I'll tell you. We don't eat Mexican food very often, but it wasn't real hot, and she had some kind of stuff that looked like ranch, but it wasn't. And we enjoyed that. One thing about that rice, it blows up real good once it gets inside of you.
I mean, we like Mexican food. We haven't been out since this thing started to have Mexican, so we just, a couple places are still supposed to be pretty good. We just do homemade tacos and keep it kind of mild, because I just can't take that hot stuff anymore. My wife and I are probably the only people in the family that don't, except for the grandkids, but everybody else likes to put the really hot stuff on it, but I can't take it anymore. But, I enjoy a good taco or something if it's fresh, you know, that sort of thing, and she does a good job on them. But, you know, thinking about canned tomatoes, I probably told you this before, we had a cannery that operated just above my parents' house in Harlow there for years, probably about 2 blocks from the house, the ladies' auxiliary ran it during the late summer and fall. And that many people canned stuff. I mean, it just, it was busy back in the 50s. And I think people just got away from it, Tom. But this is a good skill to have, canning and preserving things, because that's what my folks did, you know, cucumbers and tomatoes and that sort of thing. Just anything out of the garden, you know, it went in. If you could save it, that's where it went.
I wish we'd have planted some green beans. Now, we got some cantaloupes down there, and I think they might make. It's those sweet kiss cantaloupes. They're rather small, but boy, they're delicious. Bernice got some seeds from last year, so I hope that works out. Those things now are clear up. They're going out, so they're about $3.99 for. Is that for one? For one cantaloupe, and they're not very big. So that's a delicacy. I'll eat the other kind, too, but I sure like them better. They're sweet as honey. Well, Jerry, good talking to you. I'm glad you're doing okay. I'm glad you got my email. And I'll see if I can make this one work on this new computer. It's got more hootie-dooties and worker bills than I know what to do with. Besides that, it's a touch screen. And you can fold the cockeyed thing in half, I think, and use it as an iPad, but I'm going to have to sit down and watch the YouTube on it. They got YouTubes on everything nowadays, don't they? So you take care of my friend. Good to hear you. If you hear Bill, tell him I tried to holler at him. And I haven't heard Chad either. And with respect to eating out, we're not doing that either. And we're going to get less and less with this variant, this Delta variant. And we're going to plan on going to Sam's and Costco's tomorrow. And Bernice said they're talking at Costco. She read something online that they're starting to hoard toilet paper again. Oh, my God. Let's not go through that again. But have a good day, Jerry. We're just about a block from home here. In 4DJC in 0TR73s.
We're hearing the same things as people making runs on stuff already this past week. So we're pretty well stocked up on everything right now, so we're in pretty good shape. But we don't pass up paper products anymore after that shortage. But you were talking about the cantaloupes. I wanted to tell you, too, that my groundhogs have disappeared. I'm serious. I didn't shoot either one of them, and I was thinking they're trapped. I hadn't seen any in at least a week around here, and I was just because of the heat or what, they're not out in the evening or anything. I'm not seeing them up and down the highway lately, so I don't know whether it's still early for them to hibernate, so I don't know if they moved to other areas tonight. I hope they did. I hope they just move out and leave me alone. 73 time, good talking to you. And oh, by the way, Lynn and I got a big kick out of that little ditty you sent me email. She thought that was funny, and I did too. Anyway, appreciate it. Talk to you later. N0TR N4DJC. Clear.